Hello and welcome back to the Dyslexic Signal, the podcast where we shine a light on dyslexia, celebrate neurodiversity, and explore how our unique minds create new ways of seeing the world. I'm your host, Lauren Devine, and I'm so glad you're here with me today. This is episode 8, and we're diving into something I know will resonate with many of you, turning struggles into strengths. When we think about dyslexia, most people think only of the challenges, reading difficulties, spelling struggles, the anxiety in classrooms or workplaces where words seem to run ahead of us. But what if I told you that inside those very struggles lies a hidden power? I've met so many people who describe their dyslexia as a burden, but with time, they discover it's also a gift. And that shift from shame to strength is what I want to talk about today. I remember back in school when I had to read aloud, my heart would pound, and I'd hope the teacher wouldn't call my name. Letters danced, words refused to settle. I felt small, but here's the truth I couldn't see back then. While I was struggling with the written word, I was building resilience. I was finding creative ways to learn. I was training myself to think outside the box. That ability to adapt, to imagine, to problem solve is something I carry with me today. And it's something so many of us with dyslexia share. Let's talk about some of the strengths that often grow out of dyslexia. Creative problem solving. We see solutions others might miss. Big picture thinking. While some get lost in details, we connect dots across the bigger landscape. Resilience. Every challenge builds mental toughness, storytelling, and imagination. Many of us paint worlds with ideas, even if writing the words feels hard. Empathy. Because we've struggled, we often carry deep compassion for others. These aren't just nice-to-have skills. They are powerful, world-changing strengths. So, how do we shift from seeing dyslexia as only a struggle to embracing it as a strength? Here are three takeaways. Reframe the narrative. Instead of saying, I'm bad at this, try. My brain learns differently, and that difference is valuable. Lean on tools, not shame. Use audiobooks, text-to-speech, or visual learning aids unapologetically. Tools don't make you weak. They make you unstoppable. Find your community. Surround yourself with people who see your potential, not just your challenges. That's what the Dyslexic Signal is about, reminding you that you are not alone. If today's episode spoke to you, I want you to do one thing. Write down one strength your dyslexia has given you. It could be creativity, persistence, or the way you connect with people. Hold on to that. Let it be your reminder the next time you face a challenge. Thank you for tuning in to the Dyslexic Signal. If you enjoyed this episode, please follow, rate, and share this podcast so we can keep growing our community. Remember, dyslexia is not a limitation. It's a signal that your mind works differently, powerfully, and beautifully. Gradually,